Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, February 1st, 2018. Welcome to Day 378. Hope Hicks allegedly told Trump that the emails involving Trump Jr. and the Trump Tower meeting will, quote, never get out because only a few people have access to them. The New York Times and CNN say the White House communication director's comments were in response to Mark Carollo, who served as the spokesman for Trump's legal team, saying the statement they drafted aboard Air Force One would backfire when documents surfaced showing that the meeting was set up to get political dirt about Hillary Clinton from the Russians and not about Russian adoptions. Carollo believed Hicks's comment indicated that she could be contemplating obstructing justice. Carollo will tell Robert Mueller about the previously undisclosed conference call with Trump and Hicks when he meets with the special counsel's team sometime in the next 2 weeks. Carollo resigned from Trump's legal team back in July. The Hill says Adam Schiff accused Devin Nunes of giving Trump a, quote, secretly altered version of the memo TM, which contains substantive changes that had not been approved by the House Intelligence Committee. A spokesperson for Nunes denied Schiff's allegations, referring to them as another, quote, strange attempt to thwart publication of the memo. Meanwhile, CNN says Donald Trump is telling his friends that the memo is a way of discrediting the Russia investigation. Trump apparently believes that it would expose bias at the FBI and that the Bureau is prejudiced against him. The Associated Press says Donald Trump falsely claimed that his State of the Union address had, quote, the highest number in history when it comes to the number of viewers. Nielsen reported that 45.6 million people watched Trump's address. In 2002, 51.7 million people watched George W. Bush's address, 48 million watched Obama's, and 46.8 million people tuned in to watch Bill Clinton's first State of the Union speech. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that the Trump administration took enforcement power away from a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau office that pursued lending discrimination cases against companies that imposed interest rates on minorities that were higher than those for whites. Mick Mulvaney said staffers will now be focused on, quote, advocacy, coordination, and education instead of enforcement and oversight of companies. And finally, CNN says Robert Mueller's office is not ready to schedule a sentencing hearing for Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty in December to lying to the FBI. George Papadopoulos' case was also delayed, signaling that Mueller does not plan on wrapping up his investigation before the spring. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Donald Trump will not be doing the traditional pre-Super Bowl interview this year, rejecting requests to appear on NBC this Sunday. 2. Mike Pence is launching a nationwide campaign tour to raise money for Republican candidates running in the 2018 midterms. 3. Carter Page was on the radar of U.S. intelligence agencies several years before he became a member of Trump's campaign. And 4. A Republican candidate for U.S. Senate blamed human trafficking on the sexual revolution of the 1960s and 70s. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.